Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dundee. For interesting questions or just to find out more about something or to comment, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za. Find me at David Dundee on most social media channels. And of course, find the podcast on fmr.co.za. I was recently invited to the launch of the facelifted Hyundai i20. A car loved for its compact value and reliability. The upgrade is good, with tauter, more modern lines, a right up-to-date interior, and of course, competitive pricing. First to the obvious, sure, it gets an 8-inch infotainment screen with all the CarPlay and the like, and it all works. No surprises from a company like a Hyundai. The suspension, in my opinion, class-leading. A few complained about it being overly firm in the inline that we were given, but I felt they got it just right. For launch, as I say, they gave us the top-of-the-line 1-litre turbo, which is a 3-pot, and it's the inline with the DCT gearbox. So it makes a great noise. It has a few extra sporty looks, a digital dashboard, and the obligatory red touches, of course, wireless phone charging and some extra airbags, which now count at 6, and of course, climate control, automatic climate control. It also gets a Bose sound system, which was, in my opinion, well, a little underwhelming. I expect more from a brand like Bose. Now, the car is excellent for this class, don't get me wrong, and the fuel consumption is, in this performance 1 litre, hovered around the 7 litre per 100 kilometre mark, which is admirable for stress test of a car launch on the roads we were on. My criticism is their choice of the niche 1-litre DCT inline for the launch itself. At 467,000 Rand, the Executive 1.4 AT is nearly 25% less at 349,000 Rand. And you see, the 1-litre, although it sounds rasping and sporting, has a little more punch in the real world than its marginally less powerful, naturally aspirated 1.4 sibling. I feel upgrades are more show than go. Don't get me wrong, it's a great car, and if you have the money to spend, it is better in every single way. I just feel the 1.4 exec is the sweet spot in their range, and I'm surprised they didn't launch at this. All the models, including the 309,000 Rand 1.2 manual, come with a 4-year 60,000 kilometer maintenance plan and a 7-year 200,000 kilometer drivetrain warranty. There's also a 1.4 premium at a confusing 329,000 Rand. That's it for me for Fine Motoring this week. It's David Dundee, and that was the Hyundai i20 1-litre T inline DCT. And if you have suggestions or to find out more about something, please drop me that line, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on those social media channels. That's, of course, DavidDondee and the podcast at fmr.co.za.